This news update sponsors are Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by Mauer Electric. For all of your electrical needs, see the professionals at Mauer Electric in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. And here on County's 52nd Circuit Court last Monday, Ryan John Allen Woodski, a 38-year-old, pleaded guilty to charges arising from a February 28th incident in Oliver Township. Here on County, Sheriff's Deputy Hunter Tulaski pursued Woodski, who was wanted on two probation warrants, leading to a 15-mile chase. Despite efforts to stop him, Woodski evaded capture until deputies arrested him without incident in Bad Axe. Arrested by the Elkton and Police Departments in Bad Axe, deputies secured Woodski's vehicle where they found drug paraphernalia. Subsequent searches revealed cocaine and other illicit items. The Huron County Prosecutor's Office charged Woodski with felony fleeing and eluding, felony cocaine possession, and misdemeanor drug-impaired driving. During last Monday's court hearing, Woodski admitted to failing to stop for Deputy Tulaski and to using cocaine. Sentencing is set for June 10th, with Woodski remaining in custody. Third-degree fleeing and eluding a police officer is a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison, while drug-impaired driving is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 93 days in jail and community service. And according to Huron County Sheriff Kelly J. Hansen, the sheriff's office lobby will be under construction starting Tuesday, April 16th, and will be continued through Friday, April 19th. During this time, the records lobby will be closed to the public and the front door will be locked. Unfortunately, the sheriff's office will not be able to do fingerprints until the project is completed. You can call 989-269-6500 Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. to make an appointment for the following weeks. If you need a gun permit or to fill out a FOIA request, again, that number is 269-6500, and you can call that number and someone will assist you over the phone between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. And last month, the Sanilac County Sheriff's Posse showcased their equestrian skills at the Michigan Horse Expo in Lansing, alongside over 58 mounted division members from law enforcement agencies across the state. Led by Sanilac County Posse Commander Jared Stull, the team's dedication to detail during the uniform inspection earned them a commendable fourth-place trophy. This month, don't miss the Sheriff's Posse's annual fundraiser at the Elk Street Brewery and Tap Room on Thursday, April 18th from 4 until 8 p.m. Join us in celebrating and supporting the dedicated community volunteers of the Sheriff's Posse, whose outstanding efforts range from event support to search and rescue operations, all serving our community. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Dr. Paul Arellano has recently joined the ranks of Sure Health, and we're proud to now offer neurology right here in the Thumb of Michigan. So Dr. Arellano, why don't you explain what kind of areas you handle within the branch of neurology?
Diseases I handle involve dementia, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, headaches of all types, migraines, tension headaches, cluster headaches, peripheral neuropathies, muscular dystrophies. So there's a wide variety of issues that a neurologist deals with.
So what made you choose Sure?
I really want to make a difference, and I think working here, I'll be needed, and the team here is terrific. They are fully ready and able to support me, and I think we will make a big difference.
A referral is needed from your primary care provider to see Dr. Paul Arellano with neurology right here at Sure Health. For more information, you can watch his entire video today by going to sure.org. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. The expected awarding of a contract for services didn't happen at the last meeting of the Marlette City Council. The current contract for the wastewater plant will be ending this June 30th. Because of that, the tentative plan is to make some changes to a contract that could help the city do planning for any future repairs and cost increases. To allow for possible changes, other options were explored. The city sought bids and received three of them from the wastewater treatment plant, but no decision was made due to issues with the bids. The bids averaged in the $400,000 range, but differed by $20,000 between them. And the services provided in the contract were not uniform. Because of that, the council wanted more time to review the information, so the issue was tabled. That was not the only issue tabled. The Duff Drain Project to reduce flooding received no action due to not having firm financial costs outlined. The Michigan Department of Transportation is in the process of putting the project out to bid, so the exact cost of that has not been determined yet. And the opioid crisis led to loss of lives, addiction, and billion-dollar lawsuits against manufacturers. Michigan preliminary settlements amount to about $1.6 billion, are to be shared with counties and municipalities. Tuscola County expects around $3 million initially, with more pending lawsuits likely to increase the total. However, the funds will be distributed over 18 years with specific usage restrictions. 85% must go to opioid recovery, prevention, and harm reduction. The remaining 15% can be allocated freely, but spending must be reported. Variations in terms and amounts exist between settlements as counties select which lawsuits to join. Notably, some counties, including Tuscola, opted out of certain lawsuits affecting their share. State-level settlement funds may support anti-drug programs and other initiatives. And several topics were discussed during the Sebring Village Council's Police Committee meeting. Some of the new topics were the possibility of two-hour parking in the downtown, purchasing a refurbished taser, which would bring the number of tasers in the department to five. Another item that was discussed during the committee meeting was purchasing three dashboard cameras. During the month of March, Village police officers handled a total of 49 complaints and did 125 traffic stops. It was noted officers patrolled a total of 2,161 miles last month using three cruisers. Police Chief Steve Repke explained the yearly report to Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement Standards, and the police policy and procedure manual updates for the department have been implemented. Only discussion on topics and issues can be done during a committee meeting. Approval for implementation has to be done by the Village Council. The next police committee meeting will be at 5 p.m. on May 6th. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. After this.
It's a spring sofa sale happening at Ashley's and Bad Axe. Let everyone sit comfortably with sofas and love seats priced to sell across the store. Get your choice of nine hot buy sofas in stock now, all priced at $799 and under. Plus, all one and done love seats are marked down to their lowest price with six different styles to choose from. Have guests spending the night? Check out our selection of sleeper sofas in stock and on sale up to 30% off. Hurry in, the spring sofa sale is limited to inventory on hand. You won't find deals like this anywhere but Ashley's, located in the heart of Bad Axe Shopping District and a proud member of the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. Please see store for details. Some exclusions may apply.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Frankenmuth visitors will soon experience the city in a fresh way with the approval of a social district and management plan by council members. Different from typical social districts, Frankenmuth will cover a larger area, encompassing sidewalks, benches, Veterans Park, and the Chamber Platz. Operating from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. daily, patrons can purchase to-go alcohol from local establishments and enjoy it within designated district areas, along with food. Beverages will be served in specially designated cups bearing the business and district's name, with specific operating instructions in place. This initiative follows a thorough research by the Frankenmuth Downtown Development Authority, a and is a response to the creative measures taken by food and beverage establishments during the COVID pandemic. While approved, businesses await licenses from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission to participate. Social districts, a trend spurred by the pandemic, now operate in approximately 107 locations across the state. Requests for similar social districts have emerged in communities within Sanilac and Lapeer counties as well. And the state 911 committee is spotlighting Michigan's emergency telecommunicators and their crucial role in public safety during National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, running from April 14th to April 20th. Despite staffing challenges, Michigan's 911 professionals have shown exceptional service, integrating new technologies like video and location-based routing for wireless 911 calls. Ms. Joni Harvey, state 911 administrator, praised their dedication and adaptability, urging recognition for their year-round commitment to public service. Telecommunicators handle dispatching and coordinating various incident responses, including calls from multiple platforms like wireless, landline, VoIP, smart devices, and text messages. Mr. Jeff Troyer, the SNC chair, emphasized the importance of acknowledging telecommunicators as the backbone of emergency services, urging appreciation for their compassionate work. And Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel welcomes the EPA's finalized proposal for national PFAS drinking water standards, emphasizing the need for consistent nationwide protections. Nessel vows to defend Michigan's existing standards against legal challenges. Michigan, a leader in PFAS regulation, has its own standards since 2020. The AG's office is currently defending these standards in court against a challenge from 3M, a major PFAS manufacturer. Nessel reaffirms her commitment to public health and environmental protection. The EPA's proposed standards, more stringent in some aspects, allow a 5-year compliance window for public water suppliers. Michigan will work to integrate these standards into its regulatory framework, ensuring continued safeguarding of drinking water. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Kim.
And I'm Nate from Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
If you are planning a painting project in the near future, Pigeon Hardware has the perfect color of Do It Best paint we can mix just for you.
That's right, Kim. At Pigeon Hardware, we have a new color selector chart and a new paint tint machine, so we can mix any color you're looking for with Do It Best paints. And don't forget, we also have grass seed fertilizer, garden seeds, bird feeders, bird seed, and suet, and all your electrical and plumbing supplies and hardware items.
That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement as easy as cake.
Kim, I can't bake.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Today is tax day, and the IRS is promoting the customer service improvements the agency rolled out since receiving tens of billions of dollars in new funding through the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. From cutting phone wait times to digitizing more documents and improving the Where's My Refund tool to show more account details in plain language, agency leadership is trying to bring attention to what's been done to repair the agency's image as an outdated and maligned tax collector. The promotion also, in part, is meant to quickly normalize a more efficient and effective IRS before congressional Republicans threaten another round of cuts to the agency. And the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump begins today with jury selection. It's a singular moment for American history as the first criminal trial of a former U.S. commander-in-chief. It's also the first of Trump's four indictments to go to trial. Trump is the presumptive Republican presidential nominee for November's election. He has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records as part of an alleged effort to keep salacious stories about his sex life from emerging during his 2016 campaign. Trump says the stories were false, and he has called the case a sham designed to do damage his current campaign. And the Israeli military has renewed warnings for Palestinians in Gaza not to return to the embattled territories north. People appeared to be heeding the new warning on Monday, a day after five Palestinians were killed as throngs of displaced people tried to reach their homes in the war-torn area. Northern Gaza and the return of its population is a key sticking point between Israel and Hamas, and negotiations underway to try to bring about a ceasefire in exchange for the release of hostages taken by the militant group. Israel wants to try to delay the return to prevent militants from regrouping in the north, while Hamas wants a free flow of returnees. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update sponsors are Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Courtney Manners, professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by Mauer Electric. For all of your electrical needs, see the professionals at Mauer Electric in Bad Axe.